Okay, looks, well, let me start everything, it looks like it's working for the moment. I'm just trying to figure out what happened to, it was recording, but it was very weird stuff that was coming out of there, so it looks like it's working now. Let's hope it keeps working the rest of the day. I'm afraid today's gonna be a bit short, because some things have so much time to get started, but just do the best you can.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here's some treasure to this, since we're short on time, welcome everybody. Hope your sessions went well. So this is our functional design meeting. We're going to consider user needs, technical effects, and the working design of our remote control. I've been taking meetings in the minutes in the meetings. And I'll be putting them in the shared documents folder, so if there's anything you need to refer to, I'll get the ones up for next time. They're not finished yet. Right. So can we have updates from everyone from what you've worked on? Just kind of a quick summary of anything interesting that you'd like to share.
Or discuss in
this.
Sure. Is that older? No, I've decided on an order.
No, any orders. Yeah.
Okay. How do I put this?
Just
I'll just put the table in.
Alright, so.
Is that it? Can you see what's going on? So what happens to the one?
Which it takes a few seconds, I think.
You may need to.
To do function F8.
Who's that?
But sometimes you have to do it. It's like a three-setting cycle. So press it a couple times. Hold down function and then press F8.
You need to help me.
Press function.
Yeah.
Could you just put it back into hers?
Is that the
The cable might be a little loose or something. We got it.
Okay, in order to see what the functional requirements were to be found, 100 people were testing the usability laboratory through just their habits, their habits were observed and questionnaires were given out. The findings in some cases matched what we were talking about. Customers and users don't like the way remote controls look, they don't like the way they feel, they don't think they match their operating behavior. And an example is what we were talking about, the buttons. They only use 10% of the buttons, so later on there's a study of the buttons that they use most, and I think we should design according to these buttons. Easy to lose and RSI. I don't know what RSI means. The person that did the questionnaire obviously did. I don't have a clue. According to the frequency of use and the relevance of each buttons, I've made a list of the buttons that we should focus on in order of importance. So the most important buttons are those to do with channel selection. They're used about 160 times per hour. And and people like to zap a lot, apparently. So this is the order: channel selection, teletext, volume, and power. The other ones are the settings, and they're used less than 0.8 to 0.5 times per hour. And this means that I think we could have like a button for all the settings, and then just one, and then from there go on to the audio on the screen, either on the remote or on the television. About the screen and speech recognition, some people are more willing than others to actually pay for that. And if we look at the market, people from 15 to 35-year-olds, I don't really know how to describe this, 71-76% of people in that age range are willing to pay more for this sort of product, while people that are above 35 years old, years old go from 35% to 8%. So people that are 65, for example, wouldn't actually pay for this sort of thing. I don't know what the decision to be made is, but I think that the people that actually do buy remotes more are those like teenagers and young professionals, and, most likely, but we should discuss this together. And that's all I have to say about the matter. Shall I, what do I do? Do I give this to someone else?
Yeah.
I need to press F8, what is it?
Function
F8.
What's function?
It's the little blue. Well, it's
oh, function.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be.
It's my presentation about the technical functions design, and I basically just tried to focus on just what functions we need and how to make that the best function for the user. So I sort of like thought about it myself and looked on the internet, and okay, so basically I think like it is really important that we sort of get this done in a user-friendly and fashionable way. So I think things like you know, keeping buttons together, that, like close together, that are used in the same way, or maybe that making them the same color, keeping the number of buttons the least, you know, to a minimum, and also things like is it small enough, large enough? I'm not sure. I guess we would need to do some research about what size is appropriate and that sort of thing. But basically, we need to make sure that it turns on and off the TV. Does it have like capacity to change the channels? Do we need to have like functions for cable or VCR? And then is it findable? And how do we want to do that? And I just thought that these two remotes were pretty boring. And I think we can find something that's more fun to look at and use than either of those. I like the one on the right better, just because it does have fewer buttons. I think we can sort of think about things like color and, you know, size, shapes, that sort of thing, to best fit the user. That concludes my presentation.
Okay, so this is on the working design, which is sort of the mechanical functions of the remote. And the method I used was to basically look at existing designs and incorporate ideas from our last meeting. So I think we need two basic functions, which is just the basic remote functions. The user can input a channel or a volume setting and it will be output to the TV. And also we talked about a location function where maybe you could press a button on the TV and it would send sort of signal to the remote where it would beep or flash or vibrate or whatever to tell you where the remote is. So the components we need are an energy source to power the remote, input, which would probably be buttons, although we just talked about voice recognition, processor to take the information, something to transmit it to the TV, and we also need something on the remote that would receive the location signal and have an output, like possibly a beep or a vibration. And also you need a sender for the location signal, which would probably be a separate thing that we'd have to sell with the remote, and people could stick it on their TV or stick it on their wall. And this is just sort of an overview of how the remote works. Power comes from the battery, goes to the chip, and then it is sent from there to an infrared bulb, which would probably be the easiest way to send to the TV. And then for the location function, you would have a sender on the TV, which would output some sort of signal. We could use IR, but we'd probably want to use radio instead. That signal would go to a receiver, the chip would process it, and it would be output in the form of a buzzer or a light lighting up. So my personal preferences for how to build the remote would probably be a battery for the energy source, that way you wouldn't have to plug it in. A button pad for input. We can purchase a pre-made chip which will handle all the processing stuff. IR transmitter to communicate to the TV, that's just sort of standard. So most TVs have an IR receiver. Probably a radio receiver to send out the location function and to receive it. And I'd probably say a buzzer for the location function on the remote itself. So that concludes my presentation. Yeah, I was an engineer before I came here.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. We'll discuss that in a minute. I just want to mention some new project performance that came in. Teletext is apparently outdated, so, due to internet popularity. So that's off the list. Also, our remote should be used only for television. No extra internet, kind of fancy things, just the remote and television. And also, we need to incorporate our corporate image onto this. So, the phrase is we put fashion in electronics, so let's be fashionable, I guess. If we have something, I mean, silver and gold are yellow are our colors, so if we have like a kind of silver on the facade and yellow and gold, something like that. Okay. So we need to make some decisions on the remote control functions. I guess we should make some kind of brainstorming.
Like in terms of how it looks, or like what it does?
Probably our target group and how it's going to appeal to our target group in, I don't know, the buttons and what it does and that sort of thing. So
is our target group then people, so do we want to go ahead and design this thing with the finder button? So
I think
it's easy to implement.
Okay. So
the buzzer.
Yeah.
Locator.
Sure, yeah.
So then our target age group would be the 19 to 35 range?
Yeah, teenagers and young.
Well, that's for speech recognition.
Oh.
Well,
screen. That's only
I was thinking about that, but I mean, speech recognition is really hard to program, and also,
yeah.
if the TV is on, it's making sound and the people on the TV are talking, and if somebody says like one, then the TV's gonna switch itself to channel one.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It seems like a silly, I'm not sure how you would implement it.
I'll just put the but
it's a cool idea.
If you consider our budget to have speech recognition programmed in every single remote, you might be able to
crazy
with that.
Okay, so are we gonna have just some kind of a, like, we'll have the buzzer on the on the TV itself?
Well, you would have to have a button on a TV or on your wall or someplace, but I was thinking since the TV already has power.
Yeah,
you click the button, it's gonna send out a signal. And I was thinking IR is line of sight, so unless the remote is like actually in front of the TV, it's not gonna work. So probably like a radio signal, like on a cell phone.
Okay.
Sends out a signal, and then the remote hears the signal, and so it beeps probably.
Okay.
So you'd need like a separate base for that, or like something?
It would have to be sold separately, because if the sender's on the remote, then you'd have to find the remote first to click the button to find the remote.
So do you plug it in you plug it in the TV?
I'd probably just stick it on your TV. So if you need to find the remote, click the button.
So it's now like a two-part thing.
Yeah, so it would be a two-part package.
Okay. So you get to design that too. Fashionable. Okay.
So do you think, even though we're not talking about speech recognition, our target group should still be teenagers?
I think so.
Are we, should that thing be on the thing to put the, you're talking about the home for it. Do you still want to build the little thing next to the telly or to hang on the wall, or shall we leave that for now?
I'd probably leave that. I mean, I guess one takes care of the other.
Okay,
If you can, if you can call it, then it's...
And it can live anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. For them... So you have that button. That so is there a light, or shall we just have a radio?
On the TV or on the phone?
On the phone.
Seemed like a beep seemed the most reasonable to me. I think that's what the phone has.
Yeah.
I mean, when you need to find your phone, you just have someone call it, and it starts ringing somewhere, and then you can figure out that it's
like
in the couch or wherever.
The phone's under the couch.
You can hear
it under
the couch. I need the other buttons. So we have this.
So, I mean, the two remotes that you had shown, one looked like it was for VCR type thing, and the other looked like just television.
I think they're both sort of just like general, they're both general remotes.
Because that is something we have to decide, is whether we want to have VCR capabilities.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if VCRs are the same across international?
They're not.
They're not.
Okay, so you'd need like a whole different set of buttons for everybody's VCR?
The DVD probably is.
Yeah, other than that region encoding thing.
But VCRs...
And if we're targeting young professionals and teenagers, I mean, it's going to be DVD.
Yeah.
That's the technology
these days. So, okay. I think still a... It shouldn't be that hard to just reduce the number of buttons, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because if you just have, like, one menu button that works, like, with, where you can just kind of scroll through the options.
Well, for sure we need the... I think we can just design the channels. I mean, power's just the button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not used that much, and it's usually that red.
Yeah,
and I think it's quite nice to keep it red.
You know, I've seen some remotes though where you just hold one, like if you hold one down, it's a different color than the other buttons, but that turns it on. So you don't actually have a separate power button.
Oh, okay.
It seems like that would be hard though. I mean, because unless you
it might be confusing.
Yeah. Just because I would probably pick it up and just be like, why is there no on?
Besides, you like to.
I never think to hold something down.
Okay, so we definitely want a power button and numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Or even I don't know if people like this, but if you want to reduce the number of buttons, instead of having like 1 to 9, have a sort of
that sort of like joystick flat touch.
Because people like seem now the iPods up. People seem to like this thing that there's no No, you don't have 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4, 5.
I think that's an interesting idea, because it's cool, it's funny, like, you've, like, I don't have an iPod, but, like, I just, like, started messing around with one of my friends the other day, and you just sort of, and it's funny how you pick it up and you just figure out how to use it quite easily. Like, it's not that hard,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's just, and it's one thing,
yeah,
which has everything.
Is, yeah, it is really, but do you need a screen then? Do you have to have a screen?
Well, can't it tell the, like, can't you?
Yeah, you can have the number going around
the
corner.
You can have the number on the telly going,
yeah,
like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
once you scroll.
Okay,
and
so we have this, like, scrolling sort of button.
Is that, like, on a mouse pad, where,
yeah,
like, kind of,
yeah, it's like, it's just, like, the same,
this
technology as a mouse pad.
That and then you do that.
Okay.
And then you can have, if you actually just want to zap, you can have like a thing like that, and then it can just be plus and minus.
Okay. So like it's like a little part of the circle that, or
yeah.
Oh, so it's just a region of the circle that you can.
Yeah, click
yeah
on, actually,
okay,
click
we could,
on.
We could even have 4 buttons, like, if that's the mouse, you could have the volume
yeah
and the channel changes,
yeah,
just, like, on that.
So volume could be, like, the top and the bottom. So do you need to...
Doesn't it rotate, then? So it'll be
wait,
moving around.
You have to, like, be able to change the function of it to, like...
What do you mean the function?
I mean, like, okay, because, so... I don't know. I guess, okay, so when you scroll your thumb, like, around it, it'll like let's say you're going clockwise, that means you're gonna go up the channels and then
yeah
you scroll the other way and it'll go down.
Yeah.
But then so if you want to switch to the do you have to switch to a function where like so you're either in that mode or you're in the mode where like it just has like the 4 like you know this is channel that way that's that way and volume is up and down.
Yeah, but it knows for some
it
reason.
Just
the iPod knows.
It just knows.
If it works on an iPod, then it works.
Yeah. So you just can either do this or like you can just touch it if you want.
Well, for the volume, you have to press the middle.
Okay, that's
and
what
then
I mean. Okay.
Go up.
Okay, so you have to like press this middle region and then you can scroll up. Go up.
And then
so
the
it's
one
like
if
holding
you do that, it goes. But if you like that makes more sense because there's already ones with up and down
mm-hmm
here that I've seen.
And you is there an actual button? Or are you actually you're just using the mouse to go up and down?
Well what do you
like
for the
it's
iPod
like
you press in well, right, if you're on the channel, let's
mm-hmm
say, then you press on the middle
mm-hmm
and then if you do that again the volume goes up and
mm-hmm
if you do that it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to keep it with volume here and here, I'm pretty sure.
Well I mean if you're gonna use this for channels, right? Then
yeah
you wouldn't the volume need to be separate somehow. Like you could just have
I don't know, you could
oh
click
like
and then have it up and
like
down, but
or
I
you
think
could actually
I think we can go on the fact that it does just work with the
iPod.
Yeah.
The other thing is like iPods are so expensive, like it has to be is that part
is
of
is that what makes it
yeah
expensive?
I think
it's
I don't
all
know.
I don't think so.
Though,
don't think so.
I don't think it's the wheel dealie.
Yeah. I think
okay
it's the it's their capability. I mean they can hold what, like 5,000
yeah
songs
yeah
or something.
I'm thinking we could if we have so I mean but
and they're reprogrammable, aren't they?
So
you can
yeah
put on your songs and then put on a different
yeah
set. That's probably why they're expensive.
Yeah,
they're like little computers.
Yeah, but like since it just has this circle thing, you could make it a kind of cool shape. Like it could be a cool
yeah
sort of,
mm-hmm,
you know, because it could be circular.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Or something weird like.
Well,
that
it could just be simple instead of being a mess. Because the other thing I didn't tell you on my presentation is that people find that it's a big waste of time to have to learn how to use your remote.
Yeah.
That's
yeah
another thing they complained about.
Yeah.
What other buttons were there? Volume? Oh, we've just said that.
So okay,
channel selection.
This is just for TV, it's not for, or it is, does need to be compatible with.
But,
The
DVD is simple. You just have play,
yeah,
pause.
So how do you check?
Actually, our new project requirements.
In
I'm
menu,
not sure
maybe.
If they meant only use only for television, as in not for DVD, or just not
oh, yeah
internet type thing. So I'll
okay
check that and update you on the next.
So like if we have that,
we'll hold off on that. Cause
yeah.
But so, yeah.
But DVD players usually have their own remote.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I'm not.
But it's cool to have it all in one because
yeah
you want to turn it on, then you want to turn up the volume, and then you want to go to the menu.
So you have to have like
you don't
want to
switch.
you would have to have like a function switch button, you know, somewhere. So like you're either on TV, you're on DVD, or you're on VCR.
Yeah.
Or you're like.
Well, the
so
DVD is only like 4 buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like to switch
but
the so like to switch the function of the little circle disc.
Oh, but
yeah.
I think the circle only does channel isn't applicable to DVD really because you don't want to.
Yeah, but it.
But volume is, and volume is actually controlled on the TV, so you don't have to switch.
So, but I'm saying like, does it make sense to have like some kind of a button so like you're if you're on TV like you can switch channels, but then if you're on DVD, then like the channel button like the region of the disc that was for channels is for like switching to different tracks or you know to different. I mean, do we need to think about that?
Yes,
we can
yeah,
try
let's
that.
Think about it because we need to wrap up.
okay.
Let's see. So everyone's gonna go finish their questionnaire, and then when we come back after lunch, we'll see the individual work. Yeah. So think about things we've discussed and give us some ideas for next meeting. See you soon.
I feel like I'm on a spaceship because we're logging out.